Golf courses really are landscaping works of art. Pristine greens, finely manicured fairways, trees, ponds, shrubbery. True beauty can be found in just walking a golf course. But that beauty doesn't come without a price. Golf courses are notorious for being environmentally detrimental, using an abundance of water, chemical treatments, pest control. The good news is golf courses are starting to catch on. They can maintain their attractiveness, utilizing more environmentally friendly practices. Good morning, I'm David Fair, welcoming you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest today is leading the greening of Ann Arbor's golf courses. Scott Spooner is superintendent of golf courses for the city of Ann Arbor. And good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
What were the primary factors for recognizing that you needed to do something different in the way that you manage these golf courses to be less detrimental and more proactive about preserving and sustaining the environment?
When I was hired 5 years ago, one of the main things that I did was I tried to bring a more environmentally conscious ethic to the golf courses. I think that was one of the reasons I was hired. I had been part of the Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary Program at one of my previous golf courses, and I said that I thought that both the city golf courses should be enrolled in that. And we now have both Leslie Park and Huron Hills enrolled in that. Leslie Park is certified in the Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary Program for golf courses, as well as the Michigan Turfgrass Environmental Stewardship Program.
So what does that mean exactly? How has that changed practices at the courses?
Well, we've checked our water use. We try to maintain the water quality. We have cut back on pesticide use as much as possible. And we make sure not to fertilize close to any waterways. We do have a pollution prevention program in place at both golf courses in order to get certified with the Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary Program. We had to go through six main phases, environmental planning. We had to increase wildlife and habitat on the golf courses. We had to have a chemical use reduction and safety program in place. We had to concentrate on water conservation and water quality management. And we also had an outreach program in place with a couple of local schools.
When we talk about just taking care of a golf course, as I mentioned, these are extremely well-manicured pieces of property. How often does the course have to be mowed?
It depends on, we mow greens pretty much every day, three times a week for the tees, 3 to 4 times a week on the fairways. The rough is kind of a constant battle. We start at one end and mow, and by the time we're done, we have to basically start over again.
How many mowers does it take to do just one course?
We have 4 greens and tee mowers, 2 rough mowers, and 2 fairway mowers at Leslie Park. We have about half that at Huron Hills.
And I guess that's just going to be the case moving forward, because I was thinking about CO2 emissions and the greenhouse gases that these engines will cause. There's no way around cutting the course as you do.
There are some hybrid mowers that are available. It's becoming more of a priority for the manufacturers. And we're looking into getting some hybrid mowers. They aren't real efficient right now, but it is something on the horizon, and maybe even a fully electric models coming out soon.
And you mentioned that certainly there are some fertilizers and pesticides that are used along the course. Are there any organic alternatives that might be considered moving forward that are equally as effective?
Yeah, we try to use organic fertilizers whenever we can. We also have a new, it's labeled as a fungicide, but it's not really. It's a synthetic paraffin wax that we put with our chemicals, the fungicides that we put out, the pesticides. And it enables the plant to take in more of the fungicide. And that enables us to put out less in the actual spray that we're doing. So we basically cut in half the amount of the fungicide we use by using this synthetic paraffin wax.
Is it also important throughout the property to ensure that, for the most part, everything is native species?
We try. We try as much as possible. Most turf grasses are not native to North America, but we have some areas that are out of mowing, that we have taken out of mowing in the last several years, and we've been trying to encourage native plants in those areas. We've planted the native grasses. We have undertaken a program with the city's Natural Areas Preservation Program, And we try to burn those areas through a prescribed fire program. And that cuts down on the invasive species, especially the woody plants such as buckthorn and honeysuckle. And it enables the native plants to come in those areas.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and today we're talking with Scott Spooner. Scott is superintendent of golf courses for the city of Ann Arbor. Leslie Park Golf Course is considered one of the best municipal courses anywhere in the state, and after a few down years has fully rebounded. How much of that has to do with the new set of standards and practices for maintenance and stewardship?
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that in 2006 there was a study done, an outside auditor was brought in, and he looked at all of the things the city was doing with the golf courses, and he made some suggestions, and the people at the city decided that if they wanted to maintain, if they wanted to keep two golf courses, they had to do some things differently. And one of those things was golf carts at Huron Hills, and another was an increased focus on the maintenance that they were doing. And one of those things is focusing on the environment. And I think I've done that in the last 5 years.
At Leslie Park, Traver Creek happens to run through the back nine as well, and the Traver Creek Restoration Project is underway. How is that impacting, and how are you integrating work at the golf course with that larger project?
Well, it was funded by the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commission in conjunction with the City of Ann Arbor's stormwater utilities. And Traver Creek runs through the golf course. We've aimed at cutting down phosphorus and sediment that travel through Traver Creek, and we're trying to get that to drop out at the golf course instead of running on into the Huron River.
Obviously, a lot of work has been done at both courses. How would you rate the overall health of the environment on and around the course today as compared to even a decade ago?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. Even in just as short as 10 years ago, a lot of the golf course was mowed down right up to the stream banks. And now we have buffer strips between all the fairways and the waterways. And those buffer strips help to trap any sediment and fertilizer that may run off, and so it doesn't go into the stream.
So as a final question, Scott, let me ask you this. If somebody hasn't been to one of the courses in the past 5-6 years, how different is the experience for them going to be in this visit?
Well, I think for one, the experience in the past wasn't all that friendly. That is one of the things we've been working on is increasing our customer service. On the golf course, I think you're going to notice very little as far as difference in how the course plays. I think if you're looking, you can see that there are areas where golfers don't normally go that are no longer just mowed and immaculate. And they're going to look more, a little more wild, and they are. There are native plants, and it's longer grass and goldenrod and other native plants that...
Aesthetically, probably more attractive.
Well, yeah, definitely when they're blooming, especially. And that's something we're trying to get to is, instead of having golfers expect a nice manicured-looking lawn, we want them to see the beauty that we have in those areas that are out of play and don't affect the golf.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for your time, and I'll certainly look forward to my next visit to the course.
Thank you.
That is Scott Spooner. Scott is superintendent of golf courses for the city of Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.